Well, back here at Van Buren, getting ready for the announcement of the starting lineup for tonight's game. The Carter Redbirds and the Alton Galaxy starter be the visitors on the scoreboard. Alton will be the home team as they are the higher seed. And let's see here, checking on the start. Bringing those out right now. Looking for the last one, Reese Carter. There we go. All right, starting tonight for the East Carter Redbirds under the direction of Jordan Penn. It'll be the big senior, the 6'6 senior, Preston Turner. He is an awfully good player. Also, Micah Thompson, a 5'10 junior. A 5'10 senior, Eli Margaret. Jake Wilder, a 5'11 senior. And the 6'1 junior, Kason McCarty. And for the Alton Comets, it's the All-Stater, Chandler Sisko. Brandon DeWolf, Ryland Steele. Jacob Smith, and the big man in the middle, Christian Orr. Folks, this game features some of the best individual players in all of Southern Missouri. We're talking about Chandler Sisko, Brandon DeWolf, and, of course, Preston Turner from East Carter. And it's going to be a fun game to watch here tonight. Van Buren High School is where we are, the Class 2 District 2 Championship game. Alton got here. They only had to win one game to get to the finals. Alton came in as the one seed and got the first round bye, and they beat Van Buren rather handily in the one game they had to play here. And for East Carter, they had to get by Ellington. They did that back on February 19th. And then beat Summersville in the semifinals to play Alton here this evening. Two teams take the court. Alton wearing the home white, trimmed in the blue and the gold. East Carter wearing the red, trimmed in the black and white. Three-man officiating crew is ready to go. And the tip is up and controlled by the East Carter Redbirds. Into the backcourt it goes, Eli Marvin. Got it? He gives off to Jake Wilder. He'll bring it into the front court. Ball swings down in the left corner to McCarty. McCarty dumps it down inside. Now back outside. McCarty with a three. No good. Rebound followed around. And Jake shot for the Alton Comets. Here come the Comets. East Carter looks like they're going to play a little man-to-man defense here. Yeah, playing a man. Comets with it. Steele gives out to Chandler Sisko. Long three-point shot is no good. And a rebound taken by Micah Thompson for East Carter. They'll give it up to Preston Turner. Turner, 6'6", a senior. And good one. Playing the point guard right now. Spins the top of the key. Ball right for Wilder. And down on the pass. Inside the Marvin. Back in the Turner for three. That one off the back rim. And Chris gets down the rebound for Alton. Hit down the Comets. Jacob Smith going all the way to basket. Turner blocks the layup. Ryland Steele picks up the loose ball and puts it back up and in for the Alton Comets. And Alton here with a 1-2-1-1 pressure. East Carter with it in the backcourt. They get to Turner. He'll go right and just dribble through everybody all the way up down to the right corner. And defensive pressure out there by Brandon DeWolf. And the Alton Comets force a East Carter turnover. Just underway here at Van Buren, Alton and East Carter. And the Comets lead it 2-0 with the basketball. Ryland Steele gives out to Chandler Sisko. Offers it to Jacob Smith. Jacob over to Christian Orr, just to the right side of the free throw lane. Off to Brandon DeWolf. Looking to go to the bucket. Puts up a shot. No good. What a foul call. None. And East Carter channels the rebound. And bring it up in the front court. We'll get it to Wilder. Just to the top. He dribbled it off his foot. Ball loose. Good hustle trying to cut that ball, roll up the sideline. And couldn't quite get to it before it hit the sideline. Well, East Carter gets it back. A near turnover there on East Carter. Inbound the basketball for Wilder. Brings it across the timeline on the right side of the floor. Looking inside. Nobody open there. I swing it over to McCarty. McCarty pass in the middle. Picked up by Marvin. Marvin has it taken away by Brandon DeWolf. And the Comets want to break. DeWolf all the way to the bucket. Lays it up. Backhanded. No good. The rebound gets on the floor. Off the hands of the Alton Comets and out of bounds. It will be East Carter Redbird basketball. Again, Alton going with a full court press here. East Carter inbounds it to Turner. He'll walk it up into the front court. Comets going to dump him with a little bit of a trap, but he dribbles back to the middle before to get away from it. Feeds the ball down in the right corner. He's got it. Looking to drive the baseline. That is Thompson. Jumps it back outside to Turner. We played 2.5 minutes. East Carter. No points on the board yet. Turner holds the ball out front. Looking for a teammate. Says, come here. And gives it to Wilder. Wilder will dump it around on the left side in the corner to Thompson. going to Turner at the elbow, puts it on the floor one time down the left side. He's going to get fouled on the drive. It'll be before the shot. Foul on. Looks like Jacob Smith. Yeah, number 25, Jacob Smith. Call for the foul for the Alton Cummins. East Carter triggered in down under the bucket. Got it in the corner. That is a McCarty going to a hole. Misses the shot. East Carter with a rebound. Back up by Marvin. Couldn't hit it. We got a foul. Going to be called on the return shot. This will be a foul on the Alton Cummins. I think Jacob Smith, nope, 35, they called that one, on Ryland Steele. That'll be one on Steele, second team foul. Called on the rebound before the shot. East Carter triggers it in. They got it in. Shot is up. No good by Wilder. Rebound taken by Smith, and then he gets tied up, and the held ball will belong to the Alton Cup. So full court pressure here. Alton will inbound the ball with 5:09 to go in the first quarter, leading 2-0 San Francisco. At the top of the key for Alton, will shake and bake, pulls up, 18-foot jumper, good. You're going to get San Francisco that shot wide open. He'll knock it down all night long. Well, Chandler, and here's Turner in the backcourt, trying to get away from DeWolf and dribble it off his foot out of bounds. East Carter with another turnover. And can the Alton Collins capitalize here? Collins already leading 4-0. Here to give down low to Christian Orr. His shot is blocked by Turner. Ball loose on the floor. Turner's got it. And then he's going to be fouled. Foul's going to be on Christian Orr, number one. That'll be foul number one on Christian Orr. Three team fouls already on the Alton Commons. East Carter inbounds the ball to Preston Turner. 6'6", a senior guard. Handles in the backcourt against Ryland Steele. That takes up the left side, floats the pass across the timeline to Thompson. Thompson goes down to the baseline, and he'll be called for a push-off. Wow, he's official to call on this one tight. First foul of the game against East Carter Redbirds. First on Thompson. And it'll be Alton basketball with a 4-0 lead, 4.5 minutes to go. And the first quarter patch out here at Van Buren High School. Ryland Steele moves off the screen on the right side wing for Alton. Takes it back out front now to DeWolf. Back over to Steele. And now on top to Smith. Left side to Cisco. Cisco working against Marvel. We'll take it around to the top of the key, and East Carter playing man-to-man here. Ball goes back to DeWolf on the left side of the circle. DeWolf going down the left side of the lane. It's going to be called for a foul. Brandon DeWolf going to be called for an offensive foul on the drive down the left side of the lane. I mean, these guys are really calling this thing tight. That's two charges already in the game. Well, offensive fouls already in the game. In the Thayer-Hartville game earlier today, and there were none in the whole game. East Carter with it in the backcourt. Turner. He'll bring it up across the timeline. Flow to pass up to Wilder. Wilder going into the lane. And here's a give off down low to Thompson. Shot no good. Or with a rebound. Got it out to DeWolf. DeWolf flying up the five line. He scores the bucket. And then DeWolf, always fun to watch when he's got that ball in his hands in the open floor. Just glides down the floor. Played that one up and in off the window. And Alton out to a 6-0 lead. East Carter with a Turner. Elevates it to the free throw line. Pulls up with a jumper. Good. Turner. First bucket of the night for the East Carter Redbirds. Comes with 3:30 to go in the first quarter. Alton with a 6-2 lead. And the basketball. Ryland Steele got it out front. Alton looking to get the offense set up. Feed it right side. Now on top to Cisco. They give it back to Steele. Now to Jacob Smith. Jacob going into the lane. Travel with the basketball. Yeah, he kind of lost his footing, turned a little too hard. Lost his footing and fell down. Substitution here for East Carter, number 24, McCarty out of the game. Number 50 checks in. That is Robert Henning, a 6-foot junior. East Carter again against the Alton pressure, gets the ball across the timeline. They'll dump it down to Marvin. Marvin down the right side of the lane, backs it out. And gave it back to Wilder, back to Marvin. Marvin on the right side wing. Gets the basketball at the top of the key to Wilder. East Carter going to reset the offense here, down by four. 2:47 to go in the first quarter. Redbirds throwing the alley-oop and a shot. Alley-oop and a dunk to Preston Turner. Oh, my. That's about as pretty as it gets right there. Two of the best dunkers in Southern Missouri are in this game. For San Francisco, one for Alton. He's also a three-point shooter. He puts this one up from the top of the key. No good. And Turner gets down the rebound. East Carter now the chance to tie. Turner all the way down to the baseline. Shoots the jumper. Rattles in and out. No good. Kristen Orr down, rebound, got to Cisco. Cisco, touchdown. The two-minute jam by Chandler Cisco. His second buck of the night. Now Alton almost with a steal on the inbound play. And then we get a foul call on East Carter. Ryland Steele took it away. Ball was on the floor, and Turner reached in and grabbed for the ball and got him on the arm. So Alton with the 8-4 lead. Boy, this crowd has come alive after the back-to-back jams, one by Turner and one by Cisco. Alton then bounced the ball after the non-shooting foul. And give it out front. The show's got it. Brings it around the horns of Jacob Smith. Drive on the baseline. All the way to the bucket. Lays it up over Turner. No good. And the rebound comes out long. Steele's got it. To DeWolf for three. That was good. Brandon DeWolf. There's one from downtown. And Alton now with a 7-point lead. 11-4. And there's almost a steal by DeWolf in the backcourt. East Carter gets on the loose ball. And we get a whistle on one. They get a timeout. East Carter wants a timeout. A minute 36 to go. And the first quarter, Alton leads it 11-4. We'll be back to the district championship in just 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Are you needing to make a major purchase? Maybe a large appliance? Maybe a new vehicle? Looking for a loan but not sure where to turn? Stop by and discuss your personal situation with Sarah Wheeler, loan officer at the Alton Bank. The Alton Bank has the loan you're looking for at competitive rates. Alton Bank is a community hometown bank, and they understand the needs of the local residents. Alton Bank and their branch, Bank of Birch Tree, a bank worth changing for. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
And we're back after the timeout. I want to say thanks to our Alton Comet Boosters up to bring you the game tonight. They include Simpsons True Value in Alton and McClary Funeral Homes in Alton, Thayer, and Mammoth Spring. Alton Comet with an 11-4 lead. East Carter breaks the full-court pressure this time. They get the ball up into the lane for Marvin. And Marvin is going to get fouled. Eli Marvin took a pass just inside the free throw line. Comet jumps it. And the foul is called on number 35, Ryland Steele, and that's number two on the Alton Comet point guard. East Carter inbound the ball against under the bucket, and they get it in. Here's Turner going to elevate for a long three-pointer. That one in and out, no good. Rebound is going to be out of bounds off the hands of Christian Orr of the Alton Comet. East Carter going to get it back here. Minute 14 to go. East Carter down 11-4. Turner the inbound man. Looking to get it in. Going to have to hurry. Finally does. Have it in to Wilder. Wilder down to Turner in the corner. Takes a three. Elevate. Pulls up 12-footer. Is good. Preston Turner just trying to take over. He's got all six of the East Carter points. Alton comes the other way. They meet the defense at the top of the key. Chandler Cisco right side wing. Back with it down to Orr. Orr looking to work his way in. Got the little baby hook shot up and in over the top of Preston Turner. Well, Christian Orr, a little baby hook shot. He shoots that so well. Gets that hand all the way extended. Here's East Carter, breaks the full court pressure and a travel. So he called on Micah Thompson. Thompson didn't know whether to pass it or dribble, and he picked up the pivot foot. He will check out of the game now. McCarty. Kaysen McCarty, a junior, checks back in for East Carter. Well, holding up by seven now, 40 seconds to go. In the first quarter, Callis probably hold here for the final shot of the period. Steele gives it all to DeWolf, and now back to Steele. Steele gives over to Cisco, now back to DeWolf with 26 seconds to go. DeWolf will give it over to Jacob Smith. Smith, right side to Steele, down to 19 seconds to go. Ryland handles it out front against McCarty, now to DeWolf. DeWolf with 13 seconds. Now to Steele, trying to set something up with Kent. Steele moving off the screen, got it to DeWolf. Three-point shot is up. That one's off the rim. Cisco rebounds. It goes up on the free throw line. That's no good. Tip up, no good. And that's the end of our first quarter. 13-6. Alton Comet with a lead over the East Carter Redbirds here in the district championship. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back in just a minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Where's the best place to go in Alton when you're hungry? The Fuel Express. They have some great fuel for your body, like the best fresh pulled pork barbecue, brisket, and ribs in the area prepared in their own smoker. or try their fish and chicken basket with potato wedges. Your one stop for conservation. Hunt Brothers Pizza, catering, and more. When your car or your body needs fuel, stop by the Fuel Express in Alton.
One of the quickest ways to get quick cash when you need it most is to see Alton Gun and Pawn. They're located on West 160 across from Harps and Alton. They have a great selection of over 250 guns in stock, ammo, tools, electronics, and jewelry. You can buy, sell, and trade at Alton Gun and Pawn. You can also bring your unwanted gold and silver and turn them into cash in your pocket in a matter of minutes. Buy, sell, and trade at Alton Gun and Pawn. Call 417-778-6677.
We're back after the timeout, the Class 2 District 2 Championship game, the men's championship game, and the Alton Comet for the lead at the end of one quarter, 13-6 over the East Carter Redbirds. It'll be East Carter basketball to start our second quarter. All six of the points for East Carter in the first quarter coming off the hands of Preston Turner. Brandon DeWolf had five to lead the way in the period for the Alton Comet. Chandler Sisco had four, including a monster dunk. And here's another alley-oop to Turner, and he hits it. Going down the baseline, Turner with the alley-oop dunk. I mean, he gets way above that rim. Here's Alton the other way. Chandler Sisco penetrates into the lane, kicks it back out to Jacob Smith. Smith going to the bucket. He is going to get fouled on the drive. He'll go to the line and shoot two. And if that's Turner, it's going to be number two on him, but I think somebody got him before Turner got to block the shot. Yep, number 24. Kason McCarty called for the foul. His first of the game and team foul number three on East Carter. Jacob Smith going to the free throw line for Alton, the only starter that has not scored yet in the ball game, and the first free throw is up and no good. Jacob will shoot another not before we get a substitution. Number 10, Micah Thompson back in the game for East Carter. Number 50, Robert Henning will check out. Jacob Smith going to the free throw line. First one is up, and it's good. The second one's up and good. So Smith on the scoreboard. All five Comets starters have scored here in the first half. East Carter again seeing a little bit of backcourt pressure. Gets it to half court. Comets try to trap him. He got rid of it. They go into the lane. Shot is up by Marvin. No good. And Christian Orr with another rebound. Off to Chandler Sisco. Races up the right side. Going to the lane. Puts up a high arching shot. Had to get overturned. And a shot with no good, and rebound goes out of bounds on the other end. It'll belong to the Alton Comets. Jacob Smith ran it down the corner. It was knocked away from him by McCarty. Alton inbounds it to DeWolf. He'll swing it around the horn. Ends up in the hands of Chandler Sisco. Gives to Smith on the right side. Blank. Backs it out to the three-point line. Puts it on the floor. Gives it up to DeWolf. DeWolf penetrates down the left side of the lane. Offensive foul, Brandon DeWolf. I don't know about that. Brandon DeWolf can call for two offensive fouls here in the first half. And Coach Garrett Kelly looking over the bench. He needs to get his senior out of there. 14-8, Alton up by six. East Carter with the ball. Preston Turner in the backcourt. Approaches the midcourt line. Now steps it over in the middle, right across the big bulldog in the middle of the floor here at Van Buren High School. Turner has scored all of East Carter's points so far in this game. Eight. He's got the ball top of the key. Swings it on the right side for Wilder. Wilder going to Thompson. Thompson up with a shot. That is no good. And Chandler Sisco skies above everybody for the rebound. Here come the Comets on the break. Right up to Jacob Smith. He'll back it out in the corner. Give it back out front for Sisco. Now over to Steele. Steele right side to Brandon DeWolf. Outside Smith. Now Sisco. Sisco into the lane. Pulls up. Draws some contact. Puts the shot up. No good. Then he'll go to the free throw line and shoot two, and the foul is on number 13, Eli Marvin. That'll be number one on Eli Marvin, and the fourth team foul on East Carter. All led 13-6 at the end of a quarter. About 2 minutes into the second quarter, they lead it now 14-8. And a free throw is up for Sisco and good. Chandler now with 5 points in the game. First substitution in the game for Alton. Ryland Steele will sit down with those two fouls. Number 15, Marcus Copper, a sophomore. We'll check in for Alton. Second free throw for Sisco is up and good. So Sisco now with 6 points in the game. East Carter down by eight again. They get the ball up the floor against the pressure. Got it to McCarty in the corner. Feeds it outside for Turner. Takes it across the top of the key. Pulls up with a 15-foot jumper. Good. Preston Turner. 10 points, all 10 for East Carter here in the first half. And the Alton lead is back to 6. Collins get a little clear out on the right side for Cisco. Didn't take advantage of it. Feeds the ball on the right side to the wing. Gets it back in the free throw circle. Working against Marvin. Now feeds it around on the right side for DeWolf. DeWolf close to the top of the key. Is it down low to Orr? Orr looking in the lane. Nobody open. Now puts it on the floor. Pulls up with a shot. No good in the rebound. Controlled by Thompson. Thompson gives it out to Turner. He weaves his way up the floor. Goes all the way down to the baseline. Elevates for the jumper and air ball. Rebounded on the backside by McCarty. His shot is blocked. And Tristan Orr is going to call for a foul. That'll be number 2 in the first half on Orr. So Orr challenged the shot of McCarty. And called for the foul. So 2 fouls now on Orr. So Steele and Orr each with 2. And East Carter will go to the free throw line. And this is Kaysen McCarty. First free throw is up and good. Takes it off the backboard. So McCarty becomes the first Redbird to score other than Preston Turner. Now the free throw, trying to get his team back to within 4 here. And McCarty, this one is off the back rim, no good. And the rebound taken by Chandler Cisco. The Alton Collins up by 5 with a basketball. 5:18 to go. And the second quarter. There's DeWolf. Dribbles away from a double team. We're going to get a foul called on East Carter. That one will be on number 15. That is Jake Wilder. Let me call for a push as Cisco went by him. That'll be number 1 on Wilder. And he checks out of the game. Number 12 will check in, David Wiley. Wiley, a 5'6 sophomore. Into the game for East Carter. Alton with the ball out front. DeWolf feeds over to Cottrum. Cottrum got it in the paint to Cisco. Fakes, now gets off his feet, shoots no good, but a foul. And that'll be on East Carter Redbirds. It'll be on number 13. They called that one on Eli Marvin. Turner thought they were going to call it on him. Would have been his second. They called it on Marvin. It is his second. And Chandler Cisco to the free throw line. First one is up for the All-Stater, and it's good. Chandler Cisco with 7 points now. He is hit 3 free throws here in the first half, shooting to make it 4 for 4, and it's good. He's such a good player. 8 points now for Cisco and Alton, back up by 7. Turner with it in the backcourt for East Carter. Long pass up to 4. Now threw it into an open space. McCarty went and got it. McCarty going down the other way. Oh, he traveled with the basketball. McCarty called for the travel as he took off. I think he was surprised to see the open space in front of him, and he took off running before he dribbled the ball. Here comes Alton, DeWolf, across the timeline. Alton will work it to the left side to Cochran. Cochran going to Cisco, top of the key. Cisco looking to work against Marvin. Moves off the screen on the right side. Pulls it up on the wing. No look pass down inside to Orr. Christian will feed it back outside to DeWolf. DeWolf to Jacob Smith. Jacob down the right side. Pulls up on the baseline. Gets fouled from behind. That's going to go against McCarty. McCarty blocked the shot from behind. Now almost always gets you a foul call. And that'll be number 2 on McCarty. Corey Miller getting ready to check in the game now for the Alton Comets. Looks like he'll be going in for Jacob Smith. But Smith's shooting free throws. He'll shoot 2. Probably team foul with number 7. And both teams are into the bonus now for the final 4:29 here in the first half. Jacob Smith at the line shooting the 1-1. And the first one is no good. Rebounded by Preston Turner for East Carter. Turner brings it into the front court. Moving off the screen. Weaves his way all the way down into the lane. Pulls up. Hands in the air. Shoots. Counting the foul. And Tristan Orr just picked up his third. Preston Turner weaving his way through defenders. And he is called for his third foul of the first half. Orr picks up his third. Turner gets credit for the basket. Giving 12 points in the game. And he'll go to the line and shoot for the 3-point play. Now, substitution for East Carter as Marvin checks out. Number 15, Jake Wilder is back in. Turner at the free throw line. Time to complete the 3-point play. Give him 13. It's good. 13 in the game for Preston Turner. 4-point Alton Comet lead with 4 minutes and change to go here in the first half. Alton working it around the perimeter. Got it to Miller. Now Jacob Smith on the left wing. By the way, Tristan Orr checked out as Miller came in. Alton going over the top to Miller on the right side. They give it to Jacob Smith. top rim. Now Brandon DeWolf. DeWolf going to set the three-point shot on the way. Rattles in and out, no good. And the rebound taken by Turner. Long pass up the floor is intercepted by Brandon DeWolf. And here come the comments. So the other way. DeWolf got a little clear out. Now feeds it in the corner to Cisco. Jump stop into the lane. Shoots. No. But he's fouled on the drive. He'll go to the line and shoot two. Fouls on number one, Preston Turner. And that will be his second of the game. And Chandler Cisco going to go to the free throw line for Alton, shooting to add to a four-point lead. Cisco with the first one. It is good. Five for five now in the half. And with 3:40 to go, Alton back up by five, 19-14. They have had 16 fouls called in this game already. You think these guys aren't going at it? They are absolutely battling. Second one is up and good for Cisco. 10 points now for Chandler Cisco. 10 of the 20 for Alton. Here comes East Carter. He'll get the ball off to Marvin. Marvin has it hooked away, loose on the floor. He gets it back. Feeds it on top to Thompson for three. That one rattles off the rim, goes out of bounds. It'll be Alton Comets basketball with a six-point lead, 3:27 to go in the first half. Coming up, we'll have your halftime show, all the individual stats for you. And we'll talk a little bit about the other basketball going on around the area. Don't forget the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears in action tonight at 7 over at our sister station. The Gift. Alton with the ball off the inbound. Got it in the lane to Jacob Smith. Back outside to Chandler Cisco. Chandler takes right, moves left, in the lane, pulls up, a little double clutch shot, no good. Jacob Smith with a rebound, trying to go back up with it. No, DeWolf with a tip, and he's going to get fouled. And the foul's on number 13, Eli Marvin. That'll be number three on Marvin. And immediately, at least Carter coach gets McCarty up off the bench to put him in and play some Marvin. Going to the line, shoot two. Brandon DeWolf fouled on the tip-in attempt. And the first free throw is good for Brandon. 6 points now in the game. And Eli Marvin, a 5'10 senior. We'll check out. Now the free throw up, and that one rattles in and out. No good for DeWolf. Rebound to Preston Turner for East Carter. He brings the ball up the floor, moving into the lane. Ball is poked away, but a foul is going to be whistled on the Alton Comet. Foul's on number 15. That is Marcus Cutrum. Will be his first of the game, and team foul number 9 for Alton. 2:55 to go in the first half. Turner at the line will shoot the 1-1. Already has scored 13 points tonight. He gets the first one. He'll get a bonus. 14 points now for Turner. 14 of the 15 for East Carter. Another one is up and bounces off the rim. No good. Corey Miller got the rebound for Alton. Little Comets coming the other way with a six-point lead. Chandler Cisco got it down the corner to DeWolf. DeWolf on the dribble drive into the lane. Kicks it back out to Miller and around the horn to Cotram. Cotram back to DeWolf in the free throw circle. Passes it down the baseline. Jacob Smith, 10-foot jumper, is up. No good. And Turner goes against the rebound for East Carter. Who else? Turner races up the floor. Stepping in the lane, a little hop, and goes up with a shot, and he's going to get fouled. We're going to call this one on the floor. But that'll be team foul number 10 on the Comets. And that will put them into the East Carter into the double bonus. See, the foul was on Costrom, number 15. That'll be number 2 on Marcus. And it'll be the double bonus for East Carter from here on out. That was the 10th team foul on Alton. It comes with 2.5 minutes to play in the first half. First free throw is up and good for Turner. 15 for the big senior, 6'6", and plays point guard, handles the ball most of the time. For East Carter, as you might imagine, he scored 15 of their 16 points and make it 16 of their 17. And it's back to a 21-17 lead. Alton leads it by four. We get a timeout call. 21-17, Alton up by four with 2.5 minutes to play in the first half in the district championship game. We'll be back in a minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
When the show matters, the feed matters. Kent Show Feeds understands that champions come from progressive genetics, daily work and training, and the right animal nutrition. Kent Show Feeds can help you get the winning edge with our specially formulated products for proper animal growth and development, topped off with that show ring-ready, fresh, healthy look that grabs the judge's attention. Whatever you show, Kent Show Feeds can help your animal look its best come showtime. Kent, quality animal nutrition that you can trust, guaranteed.
See Mills Feed in Alton, your Kent Feed dealer.
Growing up, my parents always encouraged me to do what's right, even if it wasn't easy. I'd always hear my mother's voice say, "Do the right thing." That stuck with me. Every day, just do the right thing. That's it. The rest takes care of itself.
At Shelter Insurance, we believe in doing the right thing for our customers and our communities.
In Alton, see Shelter Insurance agent Norm Hollis.
Well, back after the timeout, Coach Jared Kelly of the Alton Comets wanted that one to kind of settle his team down. Alton has been called for 10 team fouls during the first half. They've got a four-point lead. Old East Carter Redbirds, it'll be Alton Comet ball as they bring it into the front court. Cockrum got it up to Brandon DeWolf. DeWolf over to Corey Miller, back to Cockrum. Wide open, doesn't take the three. He's a really good shooter. Here, Brandon DeWolf got it at the high post. Kick it back out in the corner to Smith and back out on top to Chandler Sisto. Chandler working to the right side of the floor, gets to the free throw line, couldn't find a shot, feeds the ball in the corner to Cockrum. Cockrum back outside to Sisto, takes the three into the middle, goes around the defense, shoots it up, no good, rebound gets on the floor, and East Carter's got it. Got it up the floor to Thompson, he gives it off to Turner, his shot is up and no good, rebound controlled by Alton. Thomas come on the break, Sisto pulls up, little running one-handed, good. Sisto. Right down the middle, gets the bucket. He's got 12 and a half. And Alton back up by six. Turner for East Sisto. Or for East Carter. Working against Sisto. Now back to back out. He'll pull up for a two-point shot. Long two, and it's good. And a foot on the line. And 18 now for Turner. Back to a four-point game, 23-19. East Carter hanging around, hanging around, hanging around. Here's Sisto for three on the other end for Alton. That's no good. The rebound taken by the East Carter Redbirds. Minute 14 to go in the first half. East Carter with a chance here to get to within two with a bucket. Turner moving off the screen. Feeds the ball down inside. Got to McCarty. Little reverse layup action. No good. And rebound off the hands of the Alton Comets out of bounds. It'll be East Carter Redbird ball with a minute to go in the first half. Turner will trigger it in for the Redbirds. Looking down under the bucket, nobody open. And that's a hurry down, does finally off the 5 second call, didn't get it in. A 5 second call, Turner couldn't find anybody open. Good defensive stop there by the Alton Comets. And Alton with the ball back in a 4 point lead with 1 minute to go in the first half. Cockrum brings it up across the timeline, feeds it over to DeWolf. Swinging around the horn to Smith, going back inside to DeWolf, and he had to go through his leg, and we're going to get a whistle and a held ball. Ball went right through the leg to Brandon DeWolf, and we had a held ball down on the floor as they were going after the loose ball. So Alton will trigger it in on the possession play. Smith out to the end to Sisto. Sisto elevates for a long three-point shot, an air ball. Rebounded by Turner. Here comes East Carter with a chance to get back to it into Turner. Takes it down to the baseline. 35 seconds to go in the first half. Turner double team. Dumps the ball out front for Wilder. Wilder back to Turner for three. That one's up the rim. No good. Rebound by East Carter. McCarty goes up. No. And the rebound off the hands of Henning for East Carter. It'll be Alton Comet ball with 22 seconds to play in the first half. So Alton up four. And a hole for the final shot of the half here. Halftime stats and more coming up on the Halftime Show. Stay with us here on the Ecom Sports Network. Alton Comets here. Down to 10 seconds. They get the ball to Sisto. Sisto elevates. 15-foot jumper. Good. Sisto with 14. East Carter inbounds it with two. Here's Turner from half court. That's got a shot. No, just hit the bottom of the net. That's the end of our first half. Of play, our score is 25-19. Alton Comets with a lead over the East Carter Redbirds. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with your halftime report in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Banking with West Plains Bank and Trust Company is a slam dunk thanks to our full-service ATM located right in the heart of Comet Country. Customers in Alton and the surrounding area can easily get cash, check balances, and even make a deposit 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Look for the West Plains Bank and Trust Company ATM under the purple canopy at 306 Church Street in Alton. West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Every customer leaves a friend. Member FDIC.
Monty's Outdoors is the perfect place to get a jump start on spring. Find the latest releases in fishing rods, reels, and tackle, including VMC Moon Eye Jigs and Damiki Baits. Don't let a little weather keep you on the sideline. Pair up new Hook and Columbia rainwear with Muck and lacrosse boots. Save 20% on just-arrived Hook and Columbia sportswear. And find new colors of Yeti drinkwear and Costa sunglasses. Get a jump start on spring at the new look Monty's Outdoors in the Southern Hill Shopping Center in West Plains.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for home sweet home. We're for condos, Tudors, single wides, and studios. We're for ranches, houseboats, two stories or 20. Red cedar, bluebirds, white squirrels, black walnuts, whatever's out your back door, we're for that. We're for watching the sun rise over the Mississippi and set over the Missouri. We're for kicking off your heels in a high rise or hanging up your hat in the bootio. And if you have a home in Missouri, we have a policy for you.
I'm Zach Barton, your Missouri Farm Bureau insurance agent. And if you're in Oregon County, I've got you covered.
When you hear the old fenders bending, let Paint Masters do the mending. Paint Masters Collision Repair. Hello, I'm Johnny Crash. And when I bend one up, I take it to the folks who really care. Down at Paint Masters Collision Repair. They're in Alton, Missouri, so you'll never have to worry. Paint Masters Collision Repair. Just call 417-778-7080. PaintMastersCollisionRepair.com.
And we're back to Van Buren. Our halftime score, 25-19. The Alton Comets lead the East Carter Redbirds at the intermission. And, boy, I tell you, we got a big, a good half of basketball coming up. These two teams are playing really hard. We got great players. Anytime you get great players playing against each other, it's always a good time. Of course, we got Chandler Sisco of the Alton Comets and Preston Turner of the East Carter Redbirds. Turner has scored all but one of East Carter's points in the game. He's got 18 here at the half. And Chandler Sisco has scored 14 of the Alton Comets, 25. So the two All-State candidates are really doing battle here tonight on the Van Buren hardwood. Got another game coming up after this one. It'll be the Alton Lady Comets to take on the number one ranked and number one seeded Ellington Lady Whippets, who would like to make a return trip to the playoffs. The All-Lady Comets are hoping to get in their way and pull the upset. And we'll have that game for you here on K-Country 95 Radio. All right, take another break. It's halftime. Again, Alton leads East Carter 25-19 here in the Class 2 District 2 Championship game. We'll be back in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Are you needing to make a major purchase? Maybe a large appliance? Maybe a new vehicle? Looking for a loan but not sure where to turn? Stop by and discuss your personal situation with Laura McIntyre, Real Estate and Consumer Loan Officer at the Alton Bank. The Alton Bank has the loan you're looking for at competitive rates. Alton Bank is a community hometown bank, and they understand the needs of the local residents. Alton Bank and their branch, Bank of Birch Street, a bank worth changing for. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
The Alton Quick Connection is a great place to go when you want some good food fast. Come in and check out their daily breakfast and lunch specials. Now serving American farm-raised catfish every day. Every Thursday from 11 to 8, three-piece catfish dinner, $10.99. Five-piece, $13.49. They also have upgraded with larger machines at the laundromat. For your convenience, remember 24-hour pay at the pump available. For fast, friendly service and great food, stop by the Quick Connection in Alton.
One of the quickest ways to get quick cash when you need it most is to see Alton Gun and Pawn. They're located on West 160 across from Harps and Alton. They have a great selection of over 250 guns in stock, ammo, tools, electronics, and jewelry. You can buy, sell, and trade at Alton Gun and Pawn. You can also bring your unwanted gold and silver and turn them into cash in your pocket in a matter of minutes. Buy, sell, and trade at Alton Gun and Pawn. Call 417-778-6677.
When you're raising dairy calves for replacement heifers or dairy beef, a lifetime of good health, steady growth, solid development, and high production is established in the first hours after birth. Proper dairy calf nutrition begins with high-quality milk replacers. Kent Milk Replacers supply fortified nutrition from balanced vitamins, protein, and energy that young growing calves need. These easy mixing products come in a variety of formulas to get calves off to a strong start. Kent, quality animal nutrition that you can trust. Guaranteed.
See Mills Feed in Alton, your Kent feed dealer.
And we're back at halftime here at the Van Buren High School. The Alton Comets with a 6-point lead over the East Carter Redbirds as we take the intermission. Look at our individual scoring. First up for the visitors on the school board, the East Carter Redbirds. They're led in the scoring department by Preston Turner. He's got 18 points. He also committed two fouls in the first half. And 1 point for Cason McCarty, and that is it for the East Carter Redbirds. They do have a little bit of foul trouble. I mentioned two on Turner, three on Eli Marvin, and two on Cason McCarty for East Carter. For the Alton Comets, they're led by Chandler Sisco. He's got 14 in the first half, six for Brandon DeWolf, two for Ryland Steele, one for Jacob Smith, and two for Christian Orr. Christian Orr with three fouls for the Alton Comets. Ryland Steele and Brandon DeWolf each have two. Marcus Cottrell also with two for Coach Jared Kelly and his Alton Comets. We're going to take another break. We'll be back with more halftime report. You're listening to Alton Comet Basketball on the Ecom Sports Network. We'll be back in just 2 minutes.
Family first. My dad used to tell us that all the time. But family first wasn't just something he'd say to us. It was how he lived every day of his life. And it's how I try to live mine, too.
At Shelter Insurance, our agents are dedicated to helping provide personalized auto, home, and life protection that puts your family first.
In Alton, see Shelter Insurance agent Norm Hollis.
Banking with West Plains Bank and Trust Company is a slam dunk thanks to our full-service ATM located right in the heart of Comet Country. Customers in Alton and the surrounding area can easily get cash, check balances, and even make a deposit 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Look for the West Plains Bank and Trust Company ATM under the purple canopy at 306 Church Street in Alton. West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Every customer leaves a friend. Member FDIC.
Monty's Outdoors is the perfect place to get a jump start on spring. Find the latest releases in fishing rods, reels, and tackle, including VMC Moonite jigs and Amiki baits. Don't let a little weather keep you on the sideline. Pair up new hook and Columbia rainwear with muck and lacrosse boots. Save 20% on just-arrived hook and Columbia sportswear. And find new colors of Yeti drinkware and Costa sunglasses. Get a jump start on spring at the new look Monty's Outdoors in the Southern Hill Shopping Center in West Plains.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for the Missouri way of life. We're for worrying less about the what-ifs and more about the why-nots. We're for checking off your bucket list and then making a new one. For starting a family, a business, a tradition. And if you find yourself starting over, we're here for that too. We're for building a life in Missouri and then going out and living it. And when it comes to making sure everything you've built is protected, we're for you.
I'm Zach Barton, your Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance agent. And if you're in Oregon County, I've got you covered.
And we're back here at the Van Buren High School, the Class 2 District 2 Championship. Winner of this game tonight moves on to the sectionals. That'll be Wednesday night over at the Liblet Sports Complex on the campus of Three Rivers Community College in Poplar Bluff. And if it's the Alton Comets, we'll have it for you right here. We'll have it up for you on the radio. Of course, the Thayer Bobcats already have qualified for the sectionals on Wednesday night. Thayer will move on to play in the sectional in Class 3 at Missouri S&T, which is former University of Missouri at Rolla. And that game will be Wednesday night also at 7:45. So we'll do some splits there for you. We're going to have more basketball coming up here. We've got the Alton Lady Comet game with the Ellington Whippets here on K-Country 95. And beginning at 7 o'clock, the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears playing in the first round of the regional tournament down at Hillcrest. They play Biola. That game can be heard on AM 1290 and FM 103.7. They get Hayden Savage will be there for the start of that one. And, barring it is the third game of the day down there, so, if they get started on time, it'll be about 7 o'clock, just about 45 minutes from now. I'm going to take one more break. We're just about a minute away from the start of the second half. Alton, halfway to the regional. They lead East Carter 25-19 after the break. We'll back in 1 minute on the Econ Sports Network.
When you hear the old fenders bending, let Paint Masters do the mending. Paint Masters Collision Repair. Hello, I'm Johnny Crash, and when I bend one up, I take it to the folks who really care down at Paint Masters Collision Repair. They're in Alton, Missouri, so you'll never have to worry. Paint Masters Collision Repair. Just call 417-778-7080. PaintMastersCollisionRepair.com.
Are you needing to make a major purchase? Maybe a large appliance, maybe a new vehicle. Looking for a loan but not sure where to turn? Stop by and discuss your personal situation with Jeffrey Roberts, loan officer at the Alton Bank. The Alton Bank has the loan you're looking for at competitive rates. Alton Bank is a community hometown bank, and they understand the needs of the local residents. Alton Bank and their branch, Bank of Birch Tree, a bank worth changing for. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
And we're back. Here we go. Van Buren High School, Class 2, District 2 basketball championship game. And East Carter opens up the second half with the basketball. Looks like both teams are back to the starters as we begin play here in the third. Here's East Carter with it, swinging it around the outside. Got one inside to Turner. Turner with a shot up and no good. And rebound taken by Cisco. Long pass up the court and intercepted by East Carter. And here come the Redbirds. Got it to Turner, top of the key. Immediately the defense covers him up. He'll back away from it with a dribble. Preston Turner, again, all but one of East Carter's points in the first half. Turner working around the defense, still on the top of the key, bounces one over on the left side. Long shot is up. It's good! Number 15, Jake Wilder. Wilder hits a three, and East Carter, just like that, back within three at 25-22. Alton will back it out. Ryland Seals on the left side, looking to go to the bucket, lays it up. It's blocked, but we're going to get a foul on the floor. Foul will be on number 24. That is McCarty. McCarty called for a foul. Will be his third of the game for each Carter. And the Alton Comets will inbound it. They call it on the floor before the shot. Now McCarty checks out of the game. And number 12 will check in. That is David Wiley, a sophomore. Alton running the inbound play, bringing it way out front to Ryland Steele. Ryland moves it to the right side, feeds it off to DeWolf. DeWolf around the horn, got it to Cisco. Cisco, a little shake and bake, step back threes from the three-point line. Well, if he's going to do that, it might be over. That's the first made three-pointer of the night for Chandler Cisco, and he's got 17 in the game. East Carter breaks the Alton press. Got the ball down low. Now they'll kick it out on top for Turner. All back up by six now, 28-22. Turner moves off the screen, working the right side of the floor, steps into the lane, throws one up, no good. Rebound ball is around and taken by Cisco for the Alton Comets. Long pass up the floor to Jacob Smith. He'll hang in the air, shoot in it, he gets fouled. Jacob Smith with a beautiful move down the baseline. And he'll count the two and will go to the free throw line. First field goal of the night for Jacob, 3 points now. Foul is on number 13. Eli Marvin will be his fourth of the game. And Marvin will leave number 50, Henning back in. Robert Henning in for East Carter. And Jacob Smith at the line shooting a 3-point play, and it's good. So Jacob Smith completes the old fashioned 3-point play. And he's got 4 points now in the game. He started breaks the full court pressure with Turner. Turner swings it down in the left corner. Got it down there to Wiley. Wiley has the ball stripped away, taken away by Smith. Smith leads the break, got it down to DeWolf. DeWolf looking to penetrate in the lane, pulls up against traffic. Feeds it outside to Cisco. Another deep three. That one's up off the rim, no good. Jacob Smith, oh, he misses the tip in. For the rebound, and then it goes off the hands of East Carter and out of bounds. So Alton on a little bit of a run here. They lead it now 31-22 at the 6-point lead at half. And they run it back out now to a 9-point advantage. And number 12, Wiley checks out of the game. McCarty back in for East Carter. Alton inbounds it from under the bucket. Got it out top of the key. Now to Ryland Steele. Ryland will give it to DeWolf. DeWolf back over to Steele on the right side wing. Steele got his top of the key to DeWolf. He makes the move down the left side of the lane all the way to the basket. Offensive foul on Brandon DeWolf. Henning stood his ground down there for East Carter, and the foul on Brandon DeWolf will be his third, all of them offensive fouls. Brandon DeWolf, three fouls in the game, all of them offensive. East Carter breaks the full court pressure, got the ball up to Thompson. Thompson looking to make a move, gets a shot up off the rim, and that's a nice play by Thompson. Micah Thompson, the junior, his first 2 points of the game. And pulls East Carter back within seven, and we're going to get a foul, or a, no, we got a whistle and a travel. It's going to be called on Chandler Sisco. Chandler going down the other way, trying to make that jump stop in the lane and travel with the basketball. So East Carter's got it back, down by seven. Hanging around. Every time it looks like Alton's going to run off and leave him, East Carter makes a couple of baskets. Here's Turner, elevates from the baseline. Shot is up, no good. Rebound, East Carter, up again, no. Henning with a rebound, puts it back up and in. Henning off the bench with his first two. Alton races down the floor, got the ball down to DeWolf. He'll kick it back outside, now to Jacob Smith. Jacob going to the rack, all the way to the lane, into the lane and scores. Jacob Smith, now with 5 points in the third quarter, he's got six in the game. And East Carter breaks the full court pressure, got it to McCarty. His pass is deflected, loose on the floor. Matt scramble after it, and Alton Callis come out of it with it. Then a foul going to be whistled on East Carter. Number 15 is going to be called for the foul. That is Wilder. That'll be his second. DeWolf had his hands on it. Wilder knocked it away and got him on the arm. Alton got the ball back. Up by seven, 33-26 with 4:42 to go. They swing the pass up on the right side to DeWolf. Now back around the horn to Smith on the left side wing. Back out top. And inside to Smith. His turnaround jumper's good. Jacob Smith getting wide open in the middle of the lane, and he hits another one. Here's Turner. Turner races up the floor for East Carter. All the way to the free throw line. Now the left side of the lane. All the way to the bucket and scores. Nobody ever got in his way, and Turner's got 20. And we get a timeout call by East Carter. 35-28, Alton up by 7, 4:16 to go in the third quarter. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
Where's the best place to go in Alton when you're hungry? The Fuel Express. They have some great fuel for your body, like the best fresh pulled pork barbecue, brisket, and ribs in the area prepared in their own smoker. Or try their fish and chicken basket with potato wedges. Your one stop for conservation. Hunt Brothers Pizza, catering, and more. When your car or your body needs fuel, stop by the Fuel Express in Alton.
About 4:16 to go in the third quarter. As I mentioned a while ago, every time Alton gets on a little run, it looks like they're going to put some distance between them and East Carter. East Carter hits a big shot or gets a big offensive rebound and puts it back in or something like that. They just won't go away. Alton been unable to put them away so far in this game. As a result, the one seed getting pushed by the East Carter Redbirds. Alton leads it by seven. They've got the ball. They got it down on the baseline to Jacob Smith. Jacob. Pass out front, almost stolen. Ryland Steele picks it up, dumps it down to Christian Orr for the lead. Orr wide open, and the Alton Comets back up again by nine. Here comes Turner, working the ball up the floor against Steele. Brings it across the timeline, still on the dribble. Gets to the free throw line, trying to dump it down low. We're going to get a whistle and a foul. I think this one will be on Ryland Steele. Foul's on number four. Or they call it on Sisko. Chandler Sisko called for the foul. It will be his first. Didn't see that. East Carter will inbound it. Just a second team foul against Alton here in the second half. And now number 34 checks in for East Carter. Will Corson, 5'11 senior, checking in for the first time. East Carter inbounds the ball after the non-shooting foul. Pass out front is deflected into the backcourt, but Turner runs and gets it for East Carter. Got it down in the corner. Thompson making a move, pulls up. Baseline jumper, no good. Rebound, McCarty. That's rejected by Christian Orr. And Alton coming out with a loose ball. Brandon DeWolf challenging Turner. Turner blocks the shot to Steele from the elbow. Shot is up, no good. Steele gets it back. Now to DeWolf. DeWolf won't challenge Turner this time. Got it out to Sisko. Sisko down the left side of the lane. Elevates up over everybody. Couldn't score. Steele gets the rebound. Dumps it off to Orr. He misses a hook shot. And East Carter comes down the rebound. Turner finally cleared the board for East Carter Redbirds. That was like a hockey play when the puck gets down around the goalie and everybody's slapping at it. East Carter finally cleared the puck. And shot is up by Turner, top of the key, no good. Turner looks like he's tired. Here is Alton coming the other way with a rebound off the missed shot. Fitzgerald gets in the lane, pulls up, shoots in good off the window. Fitzgerald now with 19 for the Alton Scarlets, and Alton up by 11. That's their biggest lead of the game. 39-28. East Carter. That's ball down in the left corner. Thompson with a long three. That is no good. Rebound back to East Carter. Out to Turner. Top of the key for three. That one's off the rim. No. McCarty rebounds. It couldn't follow. And then we get a rebound by Steele. Oh, my. And an East Carter Redburn hanging all over his back. And they're going to call it a held ball. And the possession belongs to the Alton Comets. 2:25 to go in the third. Alton up by 11. And Huckabee checks in for the Alton College. Ryland Steele will check out of the game. So Landon Huckabee will check in. A little bit of full court pressure here now by East Carter. Just on the inbound, Thomas gets to Brandon DeWolf, and everybody backs off. DeWolf moves it up the right side of the floor, gives it to Chandler Sisco. Now over to Jacob Smith. Smith attacking the basket right down the middle of the lane, shoots the score. Jacob Smith with 9 points in the third quarter. He's in double figures with 10. And Alton with their biggest lead of the night at 13. It is 41-28. We started with the ball. Turner out front. And, ooh, he's going to get whacked on the arm. That'll be a foul on Landon Huckabee. Huckabee just checked in. Call for his first foul. Team foul number three. All team with three here in the third quarter. We're down to a minute 57 to play in the third quarter. East Carter trying to hang with the number one seed. Here's Turner. Gets away from the defense on the dribble drive. Now gives the ball up for Wilder. Wilder comes one off to Marvin. Marvin back to Wilder. Down the middle of the lane. Ball deflected. Got up to Fisco. Look out. Boom! Danilis Fisco with a monster jam. And that may be the exclamation point on this game. Alton up now by 15. Here's Turner going the other way for East Carter. Having a wave off the basket of travel and looking good. Turner pulled up his dribble about the top of the key and then took about three steps going to the bucket. Substitution here for Alton. Ryland Steele checks back in the ballgame. Christian Orr comes out. What about that dunk by Chandler Sisco? His second of the game. I mean, that was a monster game. Here comes Alton back the other way. Comets got the Sisco for three in the corner. That one's off the rim. DeWolf with the tip in. And the Alton Comets are rolling. They lead it now by 17, 45-28 with a minute to go in the third quarter. East Carter with it out top. Turner rolls up to the free throw line, shoots it, no good. Rebound Marvin, and then he gets fouled. It'll be a push on the Alton Comets. Push going to be called on Jacob Smith of the Alton Comets. Is that right? I think Smith called the foul, number 25. They say 24. Huckabee. No, Huckabee's not on the floor. Yeah, he's on the floor. Huckabee called the foul his second. Down to 56 seconds to go in the third. East Carter to trigger it in. Turner, the trigger man, brings it way out front for Thompson. Thompson gives it now to Marvin. Marvin turn around, jump up the elbow. Good. In by Marvin. First points of the night. And with 45 seconds to go, Alton with a 15-point lead and the ball. We're in the third quarter. Ryland Steele cleans it on the left side for DeWolf. DeWolf over to Sisco. Alton looking for back-to-back district championships here in the Class 2 District 2. 29 seconds to go in the third. Chandler Sisco at the steal. Now Huckabee. Alton just playing a little keep away here, looking for the final shot of the period. East Carter scrambling after the basketball. Alton get it to DeWolf. DeWolf back out to Steele on top. Steele out near midcourt. Dribbles away from the double team. We're down to 7 seconds. Now to Sisco. DeWolf wide open for three in the dagger. No, that's no good. Steele got the rebound. Back up. No, it's the buzzer. And that's the end of our third quarter. Big quarter for the Alton Comets. They lead it 45-30 over the East Carter Redbirds. We'll take a timeout. Back with your fourth quarter in a minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
One of the quickest ways to get quick cash when you need it most is to see Alton Gun and Pawn. They're located on West 160 across from Harps and Alton. They have a great selection of over 250 guns in stock, ammo, tools, electronics, and jewelry. You can buy, sell, and trade at Alton Gun and Pawn. You can also bring your unwanted gold and silver and turn them into cash in your pocket in a matter of minutes. Buy, sell, and trade at Alton Gun and Pawn. Call 417-778-6677.
When pasture is less than ideal, cattle body condition can decrease rapidly. Improve body condition by supplementing your forage with Kent Energy Lass, a free choice supplement that delivers a steady intake of vitamins, minerals, energy, and protein for your cattle in a convenient tub that works in any weather. Energy Lass is molasses-based, providing nutrients to help growing, developing, and breeding cattle perform on medium to low-quality forage. Kent, quality animal nutrition that you can trust. Guaranteed.
See Mills Feed in Alton, your Kent feed dealer.
You can hear the Alton County crowd in the background over across the way. They are feeling a district championship. Alton County lead about 15 going to the fourth quarter. Big third quarter. Alton House scored East Carter 20-11 in the third period. And Preston Turner, who scored 18 in the first half for East Carter, only had 2 in the third quarter. And he looks like he is just winded out there. He gets the ball now to Henning. Henning for East Carter opens up the second half with the ball. Here's Henning with a shot. No good. Rebound followed round and cleared by Chandler Cisco for all. Chandler running the floor. Looking to penetrate. Got it down to Smith. No, they're going to call an offensive foul. And this will be on Chandler Cisco. It's going to be called for the push-off. Cisco called for his second. Alton full court pressure here. East Carter will try and break it. 7:39 to play in the game. Inbound the ball to the big point guard. Preston Turner, 6'6", plays point guard. He is some kind of player. East Carter breaks the pressure, got the ball up to Thompson, Micah Thompson. Plays it cross court and it's stolen by DeWolf. DeWolf out to steal on the run out, challenges Turner. Turner blocks the shot and it goes out of bounds. That's big time defensive play. Counter stands one of the foul. And the way they've been calling this thing, I'm surprised they didn't call that one, but they did. Alton will trigger it in with 7:23 to go. Got it into Jacob Smith. Jacob had a big second half. Gives it off to Cisco for 3. That one's off the mark. Rebound taken by Marvin, Eli Marvin, free starter. He'll feed it up to Thompson. Thompson lays it up off the window and good. Micah Thompson with his second bucket of the second half. And East Carter back to within 13 with 7 minutes to go. Alton works up into the front court. They can afford to use a little clock. I'll need to get in a big hurry and throw up a bad shot. Look for a good shot. And just maintain that lead. Rylan Steele with it. Feeds over to DeWolf. DeWolf looking in the lane. Nobody open there. He'll feed it over to Steele. Down to 6:40 to go in the game. Alton just working around the perimeter here against the man-to-man defense of East Carter Redbirds. And then DeWolf working out top. Feeds it down inside to Smith. Shot is up. And we're going to get a foul on East Carter. Jacob Smith got it on the baseline. Nice feed from DeWolf. And Jacob Smith will go to the line, shoot two. Foul's on number 50, that is Robert Henning. That'll be number 1 on Henning off the East Carter bench. Jacob Smith going to the free throw line will shoot 2, fouled in the act of shooting. That is the 4th team foul on East Carter. Neither team in the bonus yet here in the second half. And the first free throw for Jacob Smith, no good. And here's number 24 checking back into the game for East Carter, that is Kason McCarty, a 6'1 junior. Henning will go out. Another shot for Jacob Smith. This one looks better, and it's good. Jacob Smith, 11 points, 10 of them here in the fourth or the third quarter, or the second half, anyway. Alton Common back defensively. East Carter brings the ball up across the timeline. They'll work it into the right corner. Got to Thompson. Thompson back outside and around on top to Turner. He'll fire a 3. That one's good. Preston Turner hits one from downtown. His second made 3-pointer of the night. And East Carter back to within 11. 46-35. Here's Alton. Got it to DeWolf. DeWolf challenges Turner. Misses the shot. Christian Orr got the rebound. Back up with it. He's going to get fouled. That'll be on Turner. Turner just picked up his third foul for East Carter. And it'll send Christian Orr to the free throw line. He will shoot 2. Christian has 4 points in the game, 2 in the first half, 2 in the third quarter. Look to add to that total. Alton is led tonight by Chandler Sisco. The All-Stater got 21. And the first free throw for Christian Orr is no good. Don't forget, Alton Lady Comet basketball coming up in a bit. Lady Comets take on the Ellington Lady Whippets. Ellington, the one seed. Alton, the two seed. It'll be another good matchup. Second free throw for Christian Orr, no good. The rebound taken by East Carter. David Wiley got the rebound, a 5-6 shuffle. And here come the East Carter Redbirds. Got us to Turner. Turner, top of the key, is going to get fouled. Calisthan Southern is going to be a push-off, but it's not. It'll be a foul on Alton. That one will be on who? Number 35. That is Rylan Steele. That'll be number three on Steele. Nice shooting foul. East Carter inbounds it to Turner. Turner pulls up on the wing. Three-point shot is good. Preston Turner with back-to-back threes. Just like that, East Carter back within eight. And we've got a timeout on the floor. 46-38. Alton up eight. And East Carter making a run. We'll be back in a minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Growing up, my parents always encouraged me to do what's right, even if it wasn't easy. I'd always hear my mother's voice say, do the right thing. That stuck with me. Every day, just do the right thing. That's it. The rest takes care of itself.
At Shelter Insurance, we believe in doing the right thing for our customers and our communities.
In Alton, see Shelter Insurance agent Norm Hollis.
Banking with West Plains Bank and Trust Company is a slam dunk thanks to our full-service ATM located right in the heart of Comet Country. Customers in Alton and the surrounding area can easily get cash, check balances, and even make a deposit 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Look for the West Plains Bank and Trust Company ATM under the purple canopy at 306 Church Street in Alton. West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Every customer leaves a friend. Member FDIC.
We're back to Van Buren, the district championship here in the Class 2 District 2. The Alton Comets have an 8-point lead with 5.5 minutes to go in the ballgame. Alton has a 15-point lead headed into this fourth quarter. But East Carter is off on an 8-1 run here in the first 2.5 minutes and have got themselves back in the ballgame. And it's been Preston Turner to the, a couple of big threes back-to-back trying to shoot his team back in the game. Turner, by the way, with 26 of the 38 points for East Carter in the game, and all but one of their points in the first half. So Alton with the basketball, 5.5 minutes to go as the Wolf brings it into the front court. Alton got some work to do here. Comets get it out to Jacob Smith down the right side of the lane, pull up jumper, good for 12 feet. Jacob Smith, 13-12 in the second half for the Alton Comets. Here's Turner for East Carter. Lylan Steele comes down on him defensively. Turner, out to the down in the corner to McCarty. McCarty driving the baseline. Pulls up 10 feet short of the bucket. Gives it back out to Turner. Turner, step back three from the top of the key. No good. And the rebound, Sisco. Sisco, out to DeWolf. DeWolf will go to the bucket and lay it in. And then DeWolf with 10. Thomas, fun to watch on the break. And Alton back out to a 12-point advantage. Here's Turner. No-look pass. Goes down the left corner for Thompson. Thompson trying to pass it. Lane ball stolen by Jacob Smith. Got it out to Ryland. Steele. Over to DeWolf. DeWolf through the free throw circle on the dribble. Made it back out front to Steele. And Alton can go back to work in a little bit of clock here. Ryland takes it to the right side of the floor on the dribble. Made it back out to DeWolf. DeWolf outside to Sisco. Sisco holds it. 28 feet away from the bucket. Leads it back out to Ryland Steele. Down to 4 minutes to go. Steele moves off the screen. Gives it to Jacob Smith. Oh, man. Orr wide open under the bucket. Couldn't get it to him. Now pass out to Chandler Sisco, and he's going to get fouled by Micah Thompson. And that'll be team foul number 6 on East Carter. And personal foul number 2 on Micah Thompson. 4 minutes to go. East Carter playing man-to-man defense here. Down the stretch, Thompson bound the ball to Orr. Got to Sisco. Sisco challenges Turner. Shot is up, no good. Got taken by Turner. Turner leads his way up the other way. So no look behind the head pass. Got it down to Marvin. Eli Marvin, and then he gets fouled on the shot. Fouls on number 1, Christian Orr. That'll be number 4 on Christian. So Eli Marvin going to the line to shoot the 2-shot foul. Time to cut into the 12-point Comet lead. The first one is up and good. Marvin now with 3 points, all of them here in the second half. Number two going to check into the game now. Freese Carter Redbird. That is Luke Rowart. A 5'7" senior. Now the free throw for Marvin. It is good. Eli Marvin's got 4 points in the game. Now substitution. Marvin checks out. Number 12, David Wiley checks in. I would imagine those two are in as the designated foulers here down the stretch. Alden bounced the ball against pressure. Got it to Ryland. Steele races up the floor. All the way to the bucket for Oya. Comet breaks the press. Get the easy bucket on the other end. And back to a 12-point Alden Comet lead. Turner, free starter with 3:38 to go, brings it into the front court. Looking to get a shot here. Moving away from the defense, lost it out of bounds. A lot of contact. Brandon DeWolf out there defensive. No, they called a foul. They did call a foul on Turner. Turner, Cody called for the offensive, and that'll be his fourth of the game. Turner called for the offensive foul. And here comes Alton with the basketball, 3:27 to play, up by 12. Got out to Steele. Ryland down the middle lane. No, we're going to get a foul and a whistle and a foul on Jacob Smith on the other end, an offensive foul. Jacob going down through the lane, passed it away, and after he passed it, he ran right over a Redbird. So foul on Jacob Smith will be his second. And he'll give the ball back to East Carter. That is team foul number 8, but it was an offensive foul, no foul shot. And Turner races it into the front court for East Carter. Step back three, top of the key. That one's no good. Jacob Smith rebounds it for Alton. Long pass up the floor to DeWolf. DeWolf penetrates in the lane through the defense. Plays it up in again. Landon DeWolf with 12. And with 3 minutes to go, the Alton lead is back to 14. Here's the give to Eli Marvin for East Carter. Shot is no good. Rebounded by Cisco. And Cisco will bring it into the front court for Alton. Down just over 2.5 minutes to go now. Cisco, oh, nice give to Jacob Smith on the layup. Missed it. Gets his rebound back and travel with the ball. Yep. Jacob Smith called for the travel. And East Carter will inbound it again down by 14 with 2:42 to go. Well, these teams have really gone at it here this evening. And East Carter bringing it to the timeline. There's a foul on Brandon DeWolf. DeWolf tried to take it away from Wilder, and he's called for the foul on the open floor. That'll be number 4 on Brandon DeWolf. And it'll put East Carter at the free throw line to shoot free throws with 2:37 to play in the game. DeWolf saw an opening, thought he could get it, but he didn't. And he got the arm of Wilder. Front end of the 1-1, in and out, no good. Rebound, Marvin. Marvin gives it back to Wilder, misses the shot. Rebound, Thompson. He follows it up and in. Thompson with his 6th point of the game. And we get a timeout called by the Alton Comets. 2:29 to play in the game. Alton up by 12. We'll be back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Banking with West Plains Bank and Trust Company is a slam dunk thanks to our full-service ATM located right in the heart of Comet Country. Customers in Alton and the surrounding area can easily get cash, check balances, and even make a deposit 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Look for the West Plains Bank and Trust Company ATM under the purple canopy at 306 Church Street in Alton. West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Every customer leaves a friend. Member FDIC.
And we're back after time. I want to say thanks to your Alton Comet Boosters helping to bring you the ball game today. They include Simpson's True Value and the Clary Funeral Homes in Alton, Thayer, and Mammoth Spring. Also, your Alton Comet supporters, the Alton Bank, Shelter Insurance, Norm Hollis in Alton, Alton Auto Parts and Gun and Pond, the Fuel Express and the Quick Connection in Alton, Farm Bureau Insurance, Jack Parson in Alton and Thayer, Monty's Outdoors of West Plains, West Plains Bank and Trust Company, Paintmaster Collision Repair, and Mill Speed in Alton. Don't forget Lady Comet basketball coming up after this fall game. There will be a break between games. They're going to do the All-District team and the All-District Coach of the Year and the District MVP. Well, that'll be coming up after the ball game here. And there'll be a break, and we'll get ready for the Girls Championship. Alton with a lead here in the Men's Championship, 2:25 to go. In the game, Alton with the basketball on the offensive end of the floor. Got it to Chandler Cisco. They're just kind of working around the perimeter here. 2:16 to go. Give it to Jacob Smith. Smith leads over to Ryland Steele. Ryland steps away from the defense. And he gives it back up to DeWolf. DeWolf back out to Steele. Steele looking for the opening. Got the pass over to DeWolf. Now back to Jacob Smith. Smith sends away from the defense. Goes to Cisco. Cisco left side of the lane. Turns back left into the lane. Hanging jumpers up and no good. But a rebound or a foul going to be called on number 10, Micah Thompson, for East Carter. And Chandler Cisco going to the free throw line. Cisco leads the Alton Comets tonight with 21 points in the game. And make it 22 as he hits the free throw. The All-Stater's been really good. Chandler had 14 in the first half and now 22 for the game. And he will shoot for number 23. Game high right now, Preston Turner with 26 for East Carter. And Cisco with another one. Cisco, by the way, has excited this crowd with dunks twice tonight, and both of them big-time jams. Here's Turner for East Carter. Long three-point shot is up, and it's good. Turner looks like he injured himself a little bit on the play, like he may have twisted an ankle. The official stopped play. Turner with that three now, with 29 in the ballgame. That is his third three-point. And let's see. Eli Marvin goes out of the game. Number two, checking back in. Luke Roark, probably to foul. And now Turner goes out as he is holding an ankle. That doesn't help your cause if you're East Carter. East Carter, a little backcourt pressure now. Brandon DeWolf gets it up across the timeline to Jacob Smith. Jacob, is going to get fouled. Foul on number 15, Wilder. Jacob threw up a wild shot. I don't know if the officials are going to give him two or shoot the one and one. It'll be the one and one. He threw it up toward the basket, but they say, no, it wasn't the shot. And going to the free throw line to shoot the one and one, Jacob Smith. Jacob in double figures tonight with 13. And it's the free throw. 14. That is 1, 2, 3 made free throws for Jacob Smith. 14 points in the game, 13 of them in the second half. He will shoot another, and it is good. Jacob Smith with 15. Alton Comets seniors won that district title. The back-to-back titles for this group of seniors. Here, Turner on the other end for East Carter with a long three-point shot. It's good! Turner hits another one to give him 32 in the game, and East Carter calls a quick timeout. We've got a 10-point game with a minute 24 to go. Alton with the lead. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
Monty's Outdoors is the perfect place to get a jump start on spring. Find the latest releases in fishing rods, reels, and tackle, including VMC Moonite Jigs and Damiki Baits. Don't let a little weather keep you on the sideline. Pair up new hook and Columbia rainwear with muck and lacrosse boots. Save 20% on just-arrived hook and Columbia sportswear. And find new colors of Yeti drinkware and Costa sunglasses. Get a jump start on spring at the new look Monty's Outdoors in the Southern Hill Shopping Center in West Plains.
At a minute 24 to go in the ball game, Alton with a 10-point lead over the East Carter Redbirds, 58-48. Remember, Alton led by 15 headed into the fourth quarter. East Carter just won't go away. They keep battling and keep battling. And they're going to battle right down to the end. It's district championship time. It's win and move on or lose and go home. And the Alton Comets and East Carter Redbirds, neither one wants to go home. Both want to advance on to the state tournament. Sectionals coming up on Wednesday. Winner of this game will play in the sectional on Wednesday night, 7:45, at the Lipless Sports Complex on the campus of Three Rivers Community College in Poplar Bluff. Alton will inbound the ball here. East Carter is going to go with full court pressure. Alton will shovel on the inbound, got it in to Steele, and Steele is fouled immediately. Well, this may take a while, unless the Comets can hit some free throws. And we get subs going back in for offense for East Carter. Wilder and Turner will get back in, so they're making changes, offense, defense. Got to protect Turner. He's got four fouls. Also protecting Marvin, who's got four fouls. And Ryland Steele at the free throw line. Ryland will shoot the two-shot foul. East Carter is over the limit with 10. And Ryland misses the first one. 4 points for the Comet junior point guard. And now Turner and Marvin back in the game for East Carter. Island will shoot another, trying to add to the 10-point lead here. Second free throw for number 35 is on the way. It's no good. Rebound taken by Turner. Turner leads his way up the court. Goes past the defense. Pulls up with a long three-point shot. That one rattles off the rim. No good. Rebound taken by Alton. Ryland Steele got it, and he is going to be fouled by number 13. That is Eli Marvin. And Marvin has fouled out of the game, the senior, 5'10 senior, will foul out with a minute 12 to go. What could be his final game as an East Carter Redbird? And that's the thing that's tough about basketball this time of the year. Those seniors playing in their final game. We saw it over in the Hartville Thayer game earlier. Those Hartville seniors wanted to get back to the state tournament. Thayer didn't allow it. Now Steele misses another free throw. Steele has missed three in a row down the stretch here. So the Alton lead is still just 10 with a minute 12 to go in the game. Another one on the way for Ryland. This one is good. So he finally hits one. 5 points for Ryland Steele. Oh, and he stole the inbound pass. Brought it out to Cisco, and the Comets are just going to bring it out front. And we're going to get a foul. Foul's going to be on number two. That is Luke Roark. Came out there and fouled him immediately. Chandler, being the senior, he just caught the ball, then covered it up and waited for the foul to come. It comes with a minute 8 to go in the ballgame. Alton up by 11. Chandler Cisco at the line. Looking for his 24th and 25th games, and the first free throw is good. Cisco's last 3 points have come from the free throw line. He has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 of his points from the charity strike. And the second one is up. That one's off the rim, no good, and Ryland Steele got the rebound. Ran down the rebound, Alton back with it. Cisco is going to get fouled again. That'll be on Wilder. That'll be in his fourth. And Chandler Cisco going back to the free throw line. Well, Ryland Steele from the opposite side of the free throw lane ran all the way almost to the sideline on the other side of the court and ran down that loose ball. Here's Cisco. That one is up and good. Cisco now with 10 points in the free throw line, 25 in the game. Chandler's hit 1 3-pointer tonight. And another free throw is on the way. It is in and out, no good. Rebound taken by East Carter. They get it to Turner. Turner going up the sideline. Will elevate out front. No, he won't. He goes into the free throw line. Moves toward the bucket. Pulls up. Shoots it short. Turner now with 34. East Carter. Full court pressure. Chandler Cisco dribbles away from the defense. Finally going to get fouled with 45 seconds to go. And that one will be, I believe, on Micah Thompson, number 10, which will be his fourth of the game. And Chandler Cisco going back to the free throw line, looking for 26 and 27 points on the line. 45 seconds to go in the game. Looks like the Alton Comets will advance to the sectional. Wednesday night in Poplar Bluff. And the first free throw is up and good. Cisco now with 26. Alton leads it by 12, 62-50. Substitution in, Freeze Carter. David Wiley back in. Number two, Roark is out. Another free throw is up and rattles in and out. No good. Rebound, Turner, Freeze Carter. Turner weaves his way up the floor, behind the back with a dribble. Gets away from a double team, now lost it out of bounds. Turner lost it out of bounds as Alton came at him with a triple team. And East Carter will get subs back in there. Number two, Luke Roark. Number 34, checking in. That is Corsi. And we're going to get a timeout on the floor. So 39 seconds to play. 62-50, Alton by 12. There's a timeout. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for home sweet home. We're for condos, Tudors, single wides, and studios. We're for ranches, houseboats, two stories or 20. Red cedar, bluebirds, white squirrels, black walnuts, whatever's out your back door, we're for that. We're for watching the sun rise over the Mississippi and set over the Missouri. We're for kicking off your heels in a high rise or hanging up your hat in the boot heel. And if you have a home in Missouri, we have a policy for you.
I'm Zach Barton, your Missouri Farm Bureau insurance agent. And if you're in Oregon County, I've got you covered.
Well, we're back with 39 seconds to play in the ball game. It looks like the Alton Comets are going to advance to the sectionals on Wednesday. They will win the Class 2 District 2 Championship. As the number one seed, it'll be back-to-back district titles. Alton inbounds the ball, and we're getting a foul called immediately with 38 seconds to go. Foul's on number 34, Will Corsi, who just checked in, a 5'11 senior. And East Carter. Looks like they've got all seniors on the floor right now. Very classy move by the coach over at East Carter. All seniors out there. First free throw for Christian Orr is no good. And now substitutions for East Carter. Number 24, McCarty, who's a junior, checks in. And who else? Number 12, David Wiley, a sophomore. Now the free throw for Christian Orr. That one is up and good. So Orr now with 5 points in the game. He's got her inbounds the ball to Turner, and Cisco took it away from it. Cisco with a steal. He's going to get fouled by Thompson. And Chandler Cisco will go back to the free throw line. Thompson is fouled out of the game with 33 seconds remaining. That's just a heads-up play by Chandler Cisco. Inbounds the ball to Turner. And Turner is going to get a big round of applause here as he comes out of the game. The senior has played his last game at East Carter High School. What a great player he is, a 6'6 senior. 34 points tonight. And we'll go out, of course, getting hugs from everybody on that East Carter bench. Number 32 is going to check in. Cooley. Also, who else? Somebody else checked in. Number 34 back in there is Will Corsett. And the free throw for Cisco is no good. And now, number 32 will check in, William Cooley, a 5'11 senior. Number 15, a senior, Jake Wilder, goes out. Gets a hug from his coach. They get hugs down the bench with the seniors. And now Jacob Smith will check out, the senior for all. Landon Huckabee will check in. Second free throw for Cisco is up, and it's good. Cisco now is 27. And Harrington will check in for him. Brandon DeWolf checks out as the Comets make more substitutions. So the seniors, and they are celebrating on the sideline. Alton Comets are going to win back-to-back district titles. East Carter with the ball. They swing it on the left side. Now on the other side, ball stolen by Cockrum. Cockrum with a steal. The Alton Comets will look to just run out the clock here. Cockrum with it out front. Got rid of it. And gets it right back, 16 seconds to go. All out front. Now back over to Cockrum on the left. Cockrum, leads away from traffic. Feeds it over to Harrington, the big freshman. Harrington out front. 4 seconds to go. Alton will just hold it. And there it goes. You're going to hear a roar. The Alton Comets are your Class 2 District 2 champions. Back-to-back years as they have beaten East Carter Redbirds 64-50 is your final. We're going to take time out. We'll be back with your post-game show in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
When you hear the old vendors bending, let Paint Masters do the mending. Paint Masters Collision Repair. Hello, I'm Johnny Crash, and when I bend one up, I take it to the folks who really care down at Paint Masters Collision Repair. They're in Alton, Missouri, so you'll never have to worry. Paint Masters Collision Repair. Just call 417-778-7080. PaintMastersCollisionRepair.com.
Are you needing to make a major purchase? Maybe a large appliance? Maybe a new vehicle? Looking for a loan but not sure where to turn? Stop by and discuss your personal situation with Randall Combs, president and loan officer at the Alton Bank. The Alton Bank has a loan you're looking for at competitive rates. Alton Bank is a community hometown bank, and they understand the needs of the local residents. Alton Bank and their branch, Bank of Birch Street, a bank worth changing for. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
The Alton Quick Connection is a great place to go when you want some good food fast. Come in and check out their daily breakfast and lunch specials. Now serving American farm-raised catfish every day. Every Thursday from 11 to 8, 3-piece catfish dinner, $10.99. 5-piece, $13.49. They also have upgraded with larger machines at the laundromat. For your convenience, remember 24-hour pay at the pump available. For fast, friendly service and great food, stop by the Quick Connection in Alton.
One of the quickest ways to get quick cash when you need it most is to see Alton Gun and Pawn. They're located on West 160 across from Harps and Alton. They have a great selection of over 250 guns in stock, ammo, tools, electronics, and jewelry. You can buy, sell, and trade at Alton Gun and Pawn. You can also bring your unwanted gold and silver and turn them into cash in your pocket in a matter of minutes. Buy, sell, and trade at Alton Gun and Pawn. Call 417-778-6677.
And we're back here after the ball game. We're announcing the all district team. And I've tried to get all these down for you. The all district team consists of Preston Turner from the East Carter Redbirds, Chandler Sisco of the Alton Comets, the Keeling kids from over at the Summersville, Brandon DeWolf of Alton, the Duncan kid from Summersville, Dixon, Hayward from Van Buren, Marvin from East Carter, and Christian Orr. So Orr, DeWolf, and Sisco